Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. Well, when I asked for your questions and your comments for the different podcasts that I released recently, I did not expect so many. It's super exciting because that tells me you guys are listening, you are interested, and you are learning. So my intention was to have one Q&A episode that was going to address all of your questions and read through some of your comments. But as I was going through them, I realized there are quite a few. So I will be splitting up this Q&A into different parts. This first part is addressing the questions and the comments for the first episode, What are essential oils? Rebecca says she wants to tell if an essential oil has gone bad. Kimmy said the same thing. Megan said she wanted to use them safely around her children and pets. Terry says how to make them last longer. Alyssa says how to tell if an essential oil has gone bad and putting all the info together to have a better working understanding. Dan mentions combining everything to have a better understanding of essential oils and applying this knowledge. So hopefully your questions were answered as we talked about what are essential oils, how they are made, do they last forever, what makes essential oils go bad, the estimated shelf life of essential oils, how to tell if they've gone bad, and how to make them last longer. I'm here to answer your questions and respond to some of the comments that you had under the episode, What are essential oils? And if you don't already know, if you have any questions, you can go to leahjacobson.com/podcast and submit your question or leave your comment over there. Joy's comment was that she does not like the added fragrance to laundry powders and she can't get her husband to stop buying the stuff. It can be challenging if you are sharing a home with other people that don't share your concern with the artificial fragrances in a lot of the personal care products. Because emotions are tied to aromas so strongly, there can be that association that something clean has to smell a certain way. So, Joy, I would suggest that you could make up your own laundry detergent and use it for your own clothes and see what your husband thinks about those. And if he still wants to use the added fragrance for his clothes, then that's fine. You can always use essential oils in yours. They can smell really, really great. Megan had a comment that she had no idea about the herbal oils' therapeutic value. Alyssa says she was not clear on what herbal oils were and that it was very helpful. If you have not listened to the What Are Essential Oils podcast, I did distinguish the difference between essential oils, carrier oils, herbal oils, food flavorings or food extracts and fragrance oils, so you might want to go back and listen to that episode. Sharon says, fragrance oils are the bane of my existence. I can barely walk down the laundry detergent aisle at the store. I actually remember as a child going grocery shopping with my mom and sister, and I did not like going down that aisle. I felt it very difficult to breathe. I would hold my breath. I would skip the aisle. I would do whatever I could, but I still remember the intensity of the aroma of all those chemical fragrances. Very, very, very strong. Mike says, herbal oils being more therapeutic than carriers, never thought about it, but that's good to know. Deborah says, nicely explained, thank you. Suzanne says, that's interesting about herbal oils. I hadn't heard of them before, and it's cool to know they are even better than carrier oils. Espada says, I would like to add that herbal oils, it depends on the plant, the choosing of one or another carrier vehicle. For example, with St. John's wort, the best oil is olive oil. Usually the old, trustable is sunflower oil, but there are a few exceptions like St. John's flowers. Thanks for that comment. Aisha says, so interesting. I love how it's been broken down and easy to understand. Moore says, I never knew about herbal oils. I'm excited to try using them as carriers in my skincare routine. Alyssa says, great explanation on the differences. I'm an herbalist novice and learning more here, mainly about essential oils. So thankful to have your influence over safety out here. It's made a tremendous impact on how I use essential oils around my family and how I speak to others about them. Thank you. Denora had a question. So trauma oil would be an herbal oil? And the answer is yes. Trauma oil is a blend of herbs, calendula, arnica, and St. John's wort that are infused in olive oil. I have a recipe right inside the club if you are interested in creating your own, or you can purchase some already made trauma oil found from herbal suppliers and even on Amazon. This is an absolutely amazing and effective blend that's great, honestly, as is without essential oils for skin trauma, and it's even better if you add essential oils. It can be quite expensive to purchase, so it may be more cost-effective to make it on your own, but it also does take time. Lucia says, I like this information. Very easy to understand. Also, a lot of people are always asking why there are essential oils that are much cheaper than others. I think that the difference might be they are herbal oils opposite to pure essential oils. Well, that may not be quite true. The variance of the cost of essential oils has to do with the cost of the plant material that it takes to create the essential oils. Helichrysum essential oil, for example, is on the higher end of expensive essential oils, but it is my absolute favorite essential oil and it is very worth it. Helichrysum is really expensive because the flowers of helichrysum are quite small and very dry. So it takes a large amount of helichrysum flowers to create an essential oil. That's also why rose is expensive, because there is very little oil in rose petals, but there's way less oil in helichrysum flowers, which is why it is so expensive. So it doesn't always mean that the essential oil is adulterated or contaminated, or that it's diluted, or that it's an herbal oil. It could just simply mean that the cost of the raw materials to create the essential oil is quite high, sometimes due to the large amounts that are needed to create the essential oil. That being said, if you are price shopping and you are looking at different helichrysum essential oil and you are seeing some for $10 and some for $50, you might want to avoid the lower cost ones because most likely it's going to be diluted with the carrier oil. Now, there's nothing inherently terrible about that. In fact, my preferred way to purchase helichrysum is diluted already in jojoba oil. It's at a 5% dilution and it keeps the cost down to about $15 for a 15 ml bottle. Straight, pure, undiluted helichrysum, however, for the same size is going to be roughly $30 to $50 for a high-quality essential oil, and that's okay. When comparing prices, you want to make sure you are comparing the same thing. Another thing to note about helichrysum essential oil is that there's actually two different kinds of helichrysum essential oil, and you can tell the difference by the botanical name. The helichrysum that I'm always talking about is helichrysum italicum, also known as helichrysum angustifolia, and this is the one that's amazing for skin issues. And the lesser expensive helichrysum gymnocephalum is high in 1,8-cineol, and it is not the greatest for skin issues. So in that case, comparing the helichrysum that I love, the helichrysum italicum, with helichrysum gymnocephalum, both being undiluted in a 15 ml bottle, you're looking at around $10 to $30 to $50, depending on the brand. I guess I could have an entire podcast just on trying to figure out quality and pricing, but hopefully that gives you some more information about that topic. Catherine says when she thinks of fragrance oil, she thinks of commercial perfumes too. Yes, you can lump them in the same category. They are both chemically based. Jill had a question. Is there such a thing as a good fragrance oil or an organic one? If not being used for any therapeutic purpose, is it okay just for scent? My response to Jill is, it is artificial, but yes, organic is better than non-organic. Just use with intention and not overdo it to minimize exposure. It would be better to use an an essential oil that doesn't have safety issues. So if you are wanting the aroma of an essential oil that is problematic, you might want to consider using a fragrance oil that is organic. It could be a good option for you, depending on what the fragrance oil is and how often that you are using. You are going to be much better off sticking with an essential oil that doesn't have safety issues over a fragrance oil any day. Anita had an amazing comment, kind of a question, but also a comment. She said, so it seems it's inaccurate to suggest that extracts and food oils are just diluted essential oils. The process to make them looks different. And she is correct. Diluted essential oils would be using an essential oil and diluting it. However, extracts and food oils are created in an entirely different process. Helen's question is, so if we make our own candles, what kind of natural oils can we use to scent them? My suggestion, Helen, is that you can use essential oils, just use ones that are safe for all. Lisa says, great explanation. I'm often asked about these and how essential oils compare. Yes, Lisa, now you know what you can say. Gay's comment is, it seems like a bombardment of new things like herbal oils, etc. on the internet lately, but no real explanation to the differences. This is clear and helpful. I'm so glad. Diane has a question. She first of all starts by saying that she makes herbal-infused oils in extra virgin olive oil from herbs in her garden. She's only ever used them in recipes. Can these also be used with essential oils for other purposes? Yes, Diane. I love this. You can use as a base for adding essential oils, depending on the herb's use. Tara's comment is, my goal this year is to find less toxic or make my own cleaning and laundry products. Would love input in this area. Hello, Tara. I have lots of recipes in the club you can use, and I did pull out my cleaning recipe bundle. So if anyone else that is listening would like my recipes for cleaning bundle, you can find that at leahjacobson.com/cleaning recipes. Tin had a question. She said, some essential oil companies sell therapeutic level essential oils. Are these better? Just to clarify, there is no standardization and there's also no therapeutic grade. In fact, the FDA came against a couple of companies last year and asked them not to use the term therapeutic grade anymore as it is misleading. The fact is, essential oils are therapeutic. Anyways, except for the ones that are toxic, of course. So it's misleading to indicate that there's any sort of grading to essential oils. What there is there's pure essential oils, and then there's adulterated essential oils, and there's diluted essential oils. Pure essential oils are how they are after they've been steam distilled or processed in another way, like cold pressing. Adulteration would be something added to or taken away from that pure essential oil. And diluting is simply mixing essential oils with a carrier. If you want to ensure that you're getting a pure, high-quality essential oil, then you want to use a reputable company that offers GCMS reports to ensure that you are getting quality essential oils. Now, this is actually totally unplanned, but a wonderful segue into our next season here on the podcast. Well, we're still in season 4, but our next collection of episodes, it's all going to be about choosing an essential oil brand. And I will be starting those episodes next week so that you can start learning how to choose a brand. As mentioned in the beginning of this Q&A, you guys had a lot of questions and comments. So keep listening if you want to hear more questions and answers. Sometimes there's more to be learned through the Q&A than there is through the regular teaching episodes. Keep listening for more of the questions and the comments that I received around the topic of essential oils. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcasts. To get a signed copy of my book, or to access the course which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book or /course, for those resources.